Mesechta Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Hei, or Medalev, page 85, side A. So the three Anvas, the three humble people were, that the Rebbe said was his father, and then Bnei Beseda, and also V'yaynus and Ben Shol. The Gemara elaborates, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, where do we see that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that he was modest, that he was humble, he was an honor of Hodam Orun? That's what we just explained before, that he said his son was Ari ben Shual, he was a lion, the son of a fox. So that he considered himself as a fox, even relative to his son. To Bnei Beseda, where do we see that the Samser were humbled, Amar Mar? Because the Mar says in Masechta Pesachim that some of them had lived, that the Bnei Beseda were leaders of Israel, and when Hillel appeared to them, they realized that Hillel was greater than them in Torah. They forgone their leadership, and Hoshivu Baraish, they appointed Hillel to be in the head, Umenu Lenasi Aleim, and they appointed him to be a leader over them. So we see that in their humility they gave up their leadership. Yonus and Ben Shaul, where do we see that the Yonus and the son of Shaul was an honor of the Ka'omar Leila David? For he says to David in Shmuel Aleph Perikhov Gimel Pasik Yuzayin, the Ato Timloich Al Yisrael, Vani Elchol Mishnah. You will be the king over Israel. I'll be the second soul. Though he was the son of King Shaul, he lowered himself that David should be the king, and he's only going to be the Mishnah Lamelech. From where do you know that it was because they were humble? Dilma, maybe the reason is that he agreed Yonasu ben Shaul only to be second in command. David. He saw that the community was going after David. It wasn't because of his humility. How do we know that it was because of their humility that they gave up on the leadership? Maybe the Chazul Hillel, the Otifinayu, they saw that Hillel was greater than them in Torah, and they were embarrassed because they can't answer in areas that Hillel would know about. Elo, Rav Shimon Gamliel, about the Anvats and Habir. But Rav Shimon Gamliel was definitely humble. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe says, Chavivin Yisurim, that Yisurim, pains that come upon you are dear, because that helped Rabbi Lezer, that his body did not rot while he was in the attic of his house. Kabbalah Leit Leisur Shni, so Rabbi accepted upon himself pains for a duration of 13 years. Shis Bitz Miroso, 6 years he was pained with Tzmirosa, that's where one relieves himself, number one. Visheva Bitsi Farno, and 7 years he was pained with the teeth and gums, and it starts off with the mouth and then ends with the intestines. It's very dangerous. Va'omrilo, and other people say Shiva Bitsmiroso. The other way, that 7 years was the Tzmirosa. And the Shis, and 6 years was the Sefarno. The Gemara explains here how great the pain was. The garter who was to watch the horse of Rebbe was a richer than Shvoir, who was the king of Persia. When he would give feed for all these animals, their sound of their noise of the animals was heard 3 mil away. He would make sure that the time that he gives it is when Rebbe goes into the bathroom, so that his voice should not be heard while he was screaming out of pain. And still, the voice of Rebbe was stronger and more powerful, and was heard also to those who descend in the water. The Gemara explains, still, notwithstanding the fact that he had such great pains, the pains of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon were greater of the pains of Rebbe. Because the pains of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon came out of love, and they went when he told them to go. They went out of love, but the pains of the Rebbe are the Maisa Bo, the Maisa Hochu. They came through an action to what happened, and they also went through an action, but they weren't based on his request. The Gemara asks, what is the story of what happened? The Surah Nekemahi, what is in the story? The Gemara says, the Wagla Davikom Mamtulay Lushita, there was a calf that they were leading it to be shechted. Ozal Talya the Reshiva Khanfe the Rebbe's. And it went and it hung his head, he hid his head in the corner of the garment of Rebbe Vikabachi, and he was crying. Omar Lay, so Rebbe says, Zil, Lakoch Netzarta, go this war, go for Shechita, because this is where you were created. Omri, so they said in the heavens, Hayuvle Kumarachim Lay Sole Yisurim, since he doesn't have pity on the calf, so let the pains come upon him. What is the story that they left him? Through a story. Mahi, what was the story? The Gemara says, one day his maidservant was sweeping the house. So there were on the floor, there were babies of the weasel. And they gathered them to throw them to the outside. Omar lo, so Rabbi said to her, Shivkinu, leave them, because Ksiv, the verse states in Tilum Kuf Memcheh, Pasuk Tes, V'rachem Avach Kol Ma'isov, on all of his creations. Amri, so they said in the heavens, Hoylu Merachem, since you have pity on his creature, on the creature of Hashem, Nachem Alei, let's also have pity on him, and his pain ceased. Mark continues, Kul Shnei Yisuri de Rabbi Lazar, all the years of the Yisuri of Lazar, Leshachiv Inish, Belay Zmane. Nobody died before the time. And Kulu Shnei Yisuri de Rabbi Leishacham Mitra. All the days of the pains of Rabbi, the world did not need any rain. The Rabbah Barab Shiloh, for Rabbah Shiloh says, Koshi Yoyimo the Mitra Ki Yoyimo the Dino, that it's difficult the day that the rain comes down as Mondays and Thursdays in which Beis Din sit to judge between people. Namemar further said, If not that the rain was needed for the world, the Chachamim would have prayed that it should stop because it troubles the people that cannot go and in and out. And the Gemara says, Filahachi, notwithstanding that the fact that the rain did not come down, the ground was still moist. When they would pick up a radish from the line and where it's planted, so that hole that was created by the uprooting of the radish was full with water. The Gemara explains, Ikla Rabbi La'asid Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi happened to come to the area where Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon, Amar Luhu. So he said to the people, Yesh Loi Vein Loi Sid Tzadik. Does that Tzadik Rabbi Lozab have a son? Amar Luhu, they said, Yesh Loi Ben. They have a son, but called Zainish and Iskeres Bishnaim. Any harlot that rents herself out to others for two, Sechratza Bishmoina, hires him for eight than what she's hired for other people, because he's such a beautiful guy, Asiye. So they brought him, so Rabbi brought him before him. Asmechei B'Rabbi, he gave him smicha that she called him Rabbi, so that he should want to reach that level and he should put his heart to the study of Torah. And he gave him over to Rav Shimon ben Isi, the son of Lekonya, Achvas the Imai, that was the brother of his mother, that he should learn Torah with him. Kol Yemav Omar, every day that son would say, Likriyos in the Ezel, I'm going to my city, I'm going back to my place. Amar Lei, so Rav Shimon told him, Rav Shimon ben Nisi ben Lekenya, told him, why are you saying the Chakim of the Yosach? We're making you a Chacham, v'gulso de dove parsoloch. They'll put you a crown or a nice garment of gold that will spread over you. V'Rebbe Koraloch, and they'll call you Sir Rebbe. V'ata batlik v'yosin yozil, and you're saying that I'm going back to my city? Amar Lei, so the son of Allah said, Moimei Azuva Do. I swear that I'm going to leave this, and this idea of leaving, don't want to go anymore. Kigodl, when the son of Rabbi Lozer became adult, Osi Yosef Misifta, the Rebbe, he was sitting he came and he was sitting in the yeshiva, in the school of Rabbi Shammai Lekoili Omar. So he heard, Rabbi heard the voice and he said, this voice is similar to the voice of Rabbi Lozbar Shimon. This is actually his son. So Rabbi referred to him the verse in Mishle Peri Gidal Pasuk Lamed. Pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lekeach nefoshes chocham. Explains like this. Pri tzadik eitz chayim, the fruit of a tzadik, a tree of life, is Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Elazar, son of Shimon. He is the fruit of a tzadik, Rabbi Elazar. He's a pri tzadik who is the son of Shimon. V'lekeach nefoshes chocham. The one who gave nefoshes chocham, this is Rav Shimon ben Nisi ben Lekunya. That's Rav Shimon ben Nisi ben Lekunya who brought him back to good, and he taught him Torah, and it's considered as if he acquired his soul and he became like his son. The Gemara relates, Kinoch Nashi, when Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Elazar died, Amtul Lamarta Dabu, they brought him to bury him in the cave of his father. Havahad Lachan Lamartna, there was a snake surrounding the cave and he couldn't get in. Amar Lei, so the Chum said, Achna, Achna, Psach picha v'ikonis ben etzloviv. Snake, snake, open your mouth, let a son go into his father. But loy paschalahu, did nachosh, the snake did not open up, they couldn't bury him there. Kisvurim amloimar, so the people thought to say, the reason why they don't allow Rabbi Yosi to be buried next to his father is because shezeh godel mizeh, because Rabbi Elazar was greater than his son Rabbi Yosi. It's a baskel of Amro bar Akoil came out, the voice, a baskel came out and said, loy mipnei shezeh godel mizeh, not because one is greater than the other, that they don't allow him to get buried. But Rabbi Elazar was in the pain of the cave that he hid there with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, his father, for 13 years because of the Romans that were searching for them. This one did not go through the pain of the cave. The Gemara relates, Ikla Rabbi La'asid Rabbi Tarfon, that also the grandson of Rabbi Tarfon, the Rabbi brought back. Because Rabbi came to the city of Rabbi Tarfon, Amar Lahu, he said to the people of the place, Yeshle ben lo yisei tzadik, is there then a son for that tzadik, Rabbi Tarfon, shoy mekapeches bonov, he would always say, akapeches bonai, that's the way he would swear on that way, he says. Amar Lahu, the people said, bein en loy, he doesn't have a son, but bein bas yeshloy, he has a son of his daughter, and he's zayna that would hire herself out to other for two. So for the grandson of Tarfon would hire herself out for eight because of his beauty. Asiul the kamei. So they brought the grandson of Rabbi Tarfon before Rabbi. Omar Lei, Rabbi says, if you're gonna retract, I'll give you my daughter. So Hadarbe. So he returned for the good. Ikadamri Nosba. Some people say that he married her, Vigirsh, and then he divorced her. Others say, Lenos Baklai never married her. They shouldn't say that it's just because to marry her, that's why he repented, that's what he returned. Why did the Rabbi have to search so much and to ask whether the sages left any sons behind them? The Gemara answers, other people say that's Omar Abhi Barab Omar Abhi Echanon. He said it, Rabbi Chibar Abba said name Rabbi Yechna. But Amril and others, he's further said, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmoni, Rabbi Yenison. That Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmoni said it in the name of Rabbi Yenison. Kolam alamed is ben chavere Torah. Anyone who teaches his friend's son Torah, Zoyche v'yeshu v'shiva shalmaila, merits to sit in the academy above. Shenemar, as it says in Yirmiyah Tezvov Yutes, that Yirmiyah Novi says that Hashem told him, Im toshuv v'ashivcha lefonai tamud. If you're going to return the Jewish people to good through my rebuke, then Ashivcha Lefonai, Ashivcha means I'll return you to me, and Lefonai Tamed, you'll stand before me in Yom Abba. V'chol HaMelamed is Ben Amor, it's Toira. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gezegzeidu Mevatel B'Shvila. Anyone who teaches the son of an Amor, it's Toira. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree, Hashem will nullify it before him because of him and his marriage. Namar, as the Pasuk says, V'im toitzi yokor mizoylel kifi siya. If you're going to take out a Talmud Chacham, who's considered yokor, precious, from a zoil from an amaretz who's a cheap person, then, so to speak, you're going to be kifi tri, you're going to be equal to me, that you're going to be able to nullify decrees that I have decreed with my mouth. This kifi is like my mouth, you will be, that you can annul those decrees. Amar parnach amar Rabbi Yochanan. Anyone who himself is a Talmud Chacham, and his son is a Talmud Chacham, and his grandson is a Talmud Chacham, shuv ein Torah pesekes mizara loyilum, the Torah will not cease from his seed forever. Shenemar, Pasuk says in Yeshaya Pedik Nun Tes Pasuk Chaval Vanizo is Brisi veGoimer. And this is my covenant, and the Shem Zoh Yisum Hashem Ruchah Shalom Adver Alechad Versam. Picha, the Pasuk says there, and the Pasuk continues Lo Yomushu Mipicha. If they don't remove from your mouth and the children and grandchildren, then Hashem says, what does it mean in the pasuk? Hashem says, it says already, Vanizo is Brisi, Yisum Omar Hashem, says already Hashem says. The Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Oro L'cho B'dover Zeh. I guarantee you in this matter that if there's three Darius Tamid Chachamim, the Torah will not cease from their seed. What does the Pasuk mean from here to ever? Should have said just Lo Yamushu Adelum. Why Atav Adelum? The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yirmiyah Mekon Ve'elech Torah Mechazeres Alachsan Yeshaloi. From here and on, after three generations, the Torah returns on its host, because it's already regular with this family, so it comes back. Rabbi Yosef was sitting 40 fast days, and he prayed not to have the Torah stop from his seed, from his children. And then they gave him to read from the heavens the pasuk in Yeshaya, Lo yamushu mipicha, that he is guaranteed that the Torah will not cease from his mouth. Yosef arboim tanis acharina. So he said another 40 tanis vakriu, and then again they showed him from the heaven. The pasuk continues, leimushu bepicham bevizaracha, that they will not cease. That he's guaranteed the Torah also from his and from his children. Yosef meyo tanis achrina. So now he said another 100 fast day vakriu, and now they gave him to read from the heavens. They continue the pasuk leimushu bepicham bevizaracha umipi zera zaracha, that also that from his grandchildren he was promised they're not going to cease. Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, after they guaranteed me from the heaven that me, my sons, and my grandchildren will marry Torah, I don't have to fast and ask for further generations, because then Torah mechazer es lachsan yeshaloi, it goes back on its own, on its host, like Rabbi Yirmiyah said. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Zeira kisolik lara di Yisrael, Yosef meya tanisa. He, as he was going up to Eretz Yisrael, he was sitting 100 fast days. The lishtakach gemara bablo minei, so that he should forget the Talmud Babli from him. Keichid le nitarde, so that should not trouble him. So when he's going to learn from Rabbi Yochanan, the gemara bablo that he learns shouldn't interfere with him. Yosef meya. Then Reb Zeira sat for another 100 days of fast, and he prayed Leilishkuv Rabbi Elazar Bishnei, that Rabbi Elazar should not die during his lifetime. And then the matters of the community will fall upon him. Yosef may achrid leNishlo Benuri the Gehenna. Again, he said another additional 100 fast days, and he prayed that his body should not suffer from the fire of the Gehenna. Kotlos Nyeim Avbodik Nafshei. All 3 days he would check himself whether fire can dominate him. Shogar tanura solov Yosef gavev lavshot benura. He heated the flame in the oven and he went and sat inside, and the fire did not take over him, didn't dominate him. Yom echad yov berabon eina. One day the chachamim put their eyes on him when he went into the oven. Ve'ichrachu shekei. Shake, and his thighs got singed, and from then they called him V'korele Kotin Chorin Chorich Shake, the small one. He was short, and they called him with the burnt thighs. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zera, Rav Yehuda, Ma'idik Si. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Yirmiyah Tes Pasuk Yidalef Mi Yishachacham Yoven Azoyis. Who is the one that is smart and understands this? And who Hashem's mouth spoke to him, let him say, why did the land destroy? The pasuk continues, this question, what did the land get lost because of what?